Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I am your host, Andy Clark. This is episode 48, From Calm to Chaos, Embracing the Power of Self in IFS. Now, this is a series that I have created. So if you have not gone back and listened to episode 45, 46, and 47, I would highly recommend that you do so, because what I'm going to be talking today will not make any sense without diving into those episodes. So let's dive into today. What we're going to be talking about is self. So we have talked about managers and firefighters and how those are protectors. They're protecting us because of a stress that did happen in our life. And the one thing, though, is, I guess, if we look at this from the sense of if we're going to CBT therapy, or behaviors, we don't even have to dive into the CBT part. Let's just even think of behaviors, and I'm thinking of parenting. When a child is in self, when they are curious, compassionate, they have clarity, they're connected, they're creative, they have courage, confidence, and calm. These are the 8 C's. When they're showing this, we say that they're in self. There's also 5 P's of where they're patient, child has presence. They might be persistent, but in a calm, caring, kind, empathetic way, perspective, and have that playfulness. This is what we call the self. These are what kind of when we have kids and the kids are quote unquote behaving really well, that's what we say is self. It's when these other behaviors get in that we kind of deem as negative, which are quite often the protectors that are kicking in. So self is basically you of now. It is all of things that you have learned. It is where your emotional and intellectual maturity lands right now. And what happens if we're looking at things from the IFS perspective, when a trauma happens, that protector, that manager gets stuck in that time frame. Anything that you learn past that time, anything that you have grown emotionally, intellectually, all of the work you've done on yourself up until now, that manager doesn't realize. And so that is the difference between self and these managers and firefighters. And what happens when we are in self, when we are kind, caring, compassionate, empathetic, courageous, calm, when we have that clarity and we're working on parts, we can actually relate to parts and talk to them and communicate them. But sometimes when we're working with somebody in a session and all of a sudden somebody starts, a logical piece comes in. Well, we know that you're eating this to protect yourself because of this, this, and this. That is actually a manager kicking in. That's not self. Or we'll say, well, we don't like when that part kicks in, or we don't like when they're getting angry and they're doing this and they're doing that. Any other emotions that do come up while we're trying to work with a part might are usually another manager or a protector or a firefighter that are blended with self. So in IFS, we go through different we work with you in order to help you unblend, in order to help that part take a step away from you. And it's very fascinating because when we start diving into these parts and these protectors and we're working with one of them. So like when I was telling you that I worked, and if you have not listened to the former episodes, definitely go and listen to them. But when I told you that the naturopath was working with me to do an elimination diet, and I started shoving down foods that I knew totally, totally inflamed my gut and just made it a mess, that when I went and talked to that part and I unblended it from me and I got it to actually look at me as self, who I am now, the 50-year-old that I am now, not the 21-year-old that it was believing that I was. It looked at me. Quite often they look and they're like, oh, you're old or you've changed. And they don't know anything you've learned up until now. They don't know how much you've grown. They don't know your emotional, intellectual maturity. And that's where we find with individuals who may have an addiction or people in our family where there's certain behaviors and they're like, how can they 1 minute be this really, really smart person who knows all these things, who's worked on all these things, but then in another moment with them, they seem to revert back to older ways. And that's the difference between self and parts. Self is usually curious and kind. And when I'm in a session with somebody, when somebody is curious, where they want to know more about this part, when they're talking kindly to them and they're compassionate, that's when I know somebody's in self. When somebody is not in self and they're blended with a manager, that's where, you know, the judgment comes in. That's when fears come in, anxiety kicks in. That's where we might get like a brain block. So that's what happened to me last session, is I all of a sudden lost my words. And this, like, my memory just kind of wiped. And that was because I know a part came in and went, oh, should you be talking about this? Do you, like, should you be mentioning this? And it was like, oh, you're talking too much and you went off course. So it actually blanks my mind. So I'll stop talking. So these are parts that are kicking in. It's fascinating. It sounds so woohoo. Trust me, a year ago, I never would have been open to any of this. This has been a whole new world of learning for me and understanding it and actually seeing it firsthand with clients, with myself, with my kids, with my husband, has been fascinating. So fascinating. And the more that you work through this, the more you're in self, the less you judge. So we may find as well that at work, there might be something that you find a very toxic environment. There might be somebody that really gets on your nerves. And once you've worked with certain parts that were rearing their head when you were around that person, and you find out why they're rearing their head and what the situation is and get to know them and help them with different strategies, you might find that certain people at work don't bother you at much. You might find that you handle different situations at work differently. You might find that you're calmer at work, more curious, and it bothers you less. You may have a very toxic workplace. Absolutely, hands down. There definitely are those out there. You may find when you actually are in self more that that workplace isn't the place for you, that that isn't the place that you really want to be working that makes you happy and you make a career change. You may find it is very, very toxic. But you may also find that once you've worked through the IFS structure and you've worked through to really get to know your protectors and why they're rearing their head at work, you may find that it's rearing their head because it's reminding you of a trauma that happened to you years ago. And it's thinking you're in an unsafe space when in fact, this is a different situation. Case in point, when I started shoveling food in my mouth because a naturopath suggested elimination diet, my body thought that I was going back into competing mode where I was completely under eating, overtraining, and where I had my absolute first burnout crash that I've not been the same since. And so the thing is that the direction that my naturopath was going was so different. And I had to stop, unblend from that part, talk to that part, get to know that part and understand why. And now I'm kind, caring, and compassionate to it. And when it rears its head, I react differently. I have a conversation as to why it's feeling like I'm in a threatening space or situation. So being in self and learning to be in self and unblending from your parts and from your managers, it doesn't mean that you just are like letting people walk all over you. It doesn't mean that you don't have to protect yourself. There are certain situations where yourself knows, okay, I'm going into the situation. You talk to the manager ahead of time and go, okay, I'm going to need your help here. I don't want you, or it's not best for us to, for you as the manager to, you know, go full tilt, you know, rage or go full tilt, like anxiety or, but if you're feeling in this situation, like there might be situations with family members where you don't feel safe around a family member or where, you know, once they start drinking, you know that you need to give yourself space from them. You can ask that manager in you, that anxiety manager, the one that is really aware of your surroundings because of how you grew up. If you grew up in a situation where you always had to read a room and make sure, okay, are they drunk right now or are they sober? Are they okay to talk to or are they not? Then when you're going into that situation, if you have to, then that anxiety or that manager that is controlling that can give you a sign and you listen to it. And maybe that's time for you to go. Maybe it's time for you to go and do something else or leave or handle that situation differently than you have in the past. Maybe it's time to actually say something in order to stand up for yourself in a certain situation, but in a kind, caring, compassionate way. Versus maybe in the past, had you been said something, it would have been in a harsh way that would have gotten somebody's defenses up more. There are ways to sometimes in certain situations, express how you're feeling and let people know how their actions are affecting you in a kind, caring, compassionate way in self in order to be heard. Can you be heard every single time? No. If somebody is not ready to hear you out, or they're not able to be in self when they listen to you, their managers, their protectors are kicking in, you may not be able to. But this is fascinating because this is where I'm currently in a program, an IFS program called Intimacy from the Inside Out, where we're learning about relationships and how, you know, to the more that you are in self around somebody, the more that it allows them to be in self and you're able to start having conversations with certain individuals that you were not able to have before. And as with everything, it's not a blanket statement that this is going to happen with everyone and everything all the time. But when it comes to stress, the more that you work on your protectors, the more that you understand them, the more that your protectors change their role to things that are more helpful and beneficial to you in those situations, and the more that you are in self, then the less things in your outside world trigger you, the less things in your work environment are going to trigger you, the less things in your family situation, if they trigger you, will trigger you. And the happier you will be, the more content you will be, which puts a lot less stress on you and allows you to actually have better sleeps, to have stronger days. Your stress system has more bandwidth for other things that are really being thrown at you. You may also find, as I said, when you're in self, that it is a toxic place and you need to set boundaries. You need to close things off for a while. You need to, you know, step away from a job or a role if it is much too toxic for you. It is fascinating, though, that once you start working with parts, you can really see what is, and if you really do need to get out of that situation. Working with responders in the past is fascinating how certain services were quite toxic. And there were individuals that would move to go to a neighboring service where maybe they had less benefits or they had a longer commute, but it was a less toxic environment. So hands down, there's definitely going to be those pieces. But if you don't work on yourself, if you don't work on your managers and your parts, they will continue to protect you when you do move jobs, when you do locate, when you do put up these boundaries, and you won't be able to be in self as often, and you will be in a stressed state more often. So really working on all of these pieces together is really important, which does lead us to the next episode, where we're going to start diving into one more piece of the IFS puzzle. It is the last piece that I'll be teaching you, not of this series, but is the last piece that goes along with managers, firefighters, protectors, and self. We have exiles. So we're going to dive into that in the next episode, and I will see you there. Wait, before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.